This is not that any one particular party engages in this, because both of the major parties do, if we're going to talk Republican and Democrat. And I know that there are other parties out there, but let's face it, the focus is always on what the Democrats and Republicans are doing. And this is always done. And when it happens, sometimes it makes a little bit more news. And in this case, it makes news just because of the way it sounds, in my opinion anyway. And I'll tell you what's going on here. Because, you know, the parties attack each other. That's politics. But there's also party political policing within each party. And this is out of the Detroit News Online. Tomorrow, Detroit Democrats, it says, plan to vote to censure and bar any future endorsements of a specific Democratic lawmaker, State Representative Karen Whitsett from Detroit. Why? She's the one that credited President Trump with advocating a drug that she said cured her of COVID-19. You might remember that she actually met with the president, and vice president for that matter, sang his praises and more.
And thanked him.
Yes, indeed. That meeting and other comments that she made have landed her in hot water, it says here, with the 13th Congressional District Democratic Party organization. The group will vote tomorrow via Zoom on a resolution to censure Whitsett. She's a first-term lawmaker. The admonition means that she will not get the group's endorsement for this year, nor will she be able to engage in the group's activities for the next two election cycles. As I said, this is not specific to either party. This happens within party politics. I always find it demeaning, first of all. You hear about how, you know, party chairmanships and things like that, like, are stripped sometimes if they don't toe the party line. You see, because you cannot be an individual in a political party. I get that each party has platforms, and I get each party has particular ways that they would advocate a vote.
Oh, yeah. I remember the days of the old backroom caucuses and some of the politics.
As she says, it's free speech, is what she's terming it as. She says she plans to continue working for the district. She says, I will continue to fight for the city of Detroit and the people in Detroit who need it most, and that is the black community. We're the voiceless, and I don't care who I got to go up against to do that. I'm a Democrat. I plan on continuing to be a Democrat, but they will change their ways. I have my First Amendment rights, and no one will take that away from me. Well, yeah, you may have your rights, and no one can take that right away, but if you speak out within a party, and the party's going to police you. The party also says there are other problems they have with her about comments she made earlier this year about the House Democratic leadership when she said that one of the Democratic leaders was racist because she wouldn't consider an urban agenda for the caucus. And so there are other issues, but that was the one that put it over the top. Now, here is the statement that gets me. I mean, what's this sound like? Here's what Jonathan Kinlock, chairman of the 13th Congressional District Democratic Party organization that is going to be leading this censure vote tomorrow against this lawmaker. At the end of the day, we have political systems. We have political parties, and political parties exist for a reason. They, meaning the members of each party, they do not belong to themselves. They belong to the members and precinct delegates of the Democratic Party. Again, Democratic Party, because in this case, it's a Democratic politician. Mm-hmm. You know, you could put Republican in there, too.
Right.
They don't belong to themselves. You know what that sounds like to me?
It sounds like they don't care about people, and they would rather she just died.
Yeah, just, you know, you're not an individual. You can't do what you think is right on your own. You can't praise somebody outside the party, especially the president. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a scene from You Will Do What We Say. You will toe the party line. You will not vary your thought process. You don't have a thought process. You don't get to think. You are in the party. And you don't leave the party unless we tell you to leave. In fact, the only way you leave the party, well, no, that's going to be a little, I won't get into like more Godfather commentary. But that's what it sounded like to me, the way that it was said, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you do not belong to yourself. Party politics. And the two major parties play it all the time. It's just that in this case, it came out this is happening with the Democratic Party tomorrow. Yeah, I'll even talk about the Republicans. These are news stories this morning. Really, you know, going back to the committee that's going to get together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand you're not happy with the governor. A lot of people aren't. I'm not happy with some of the things. But you would, to oversee the governor in this particular instance of what's going on, of trying to deal with, this goes back to how we first talked about whatever the governor is going to do. She's going to be using, if we can use the cliche, apologize, because this is what the cliche has said, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. And you know what's going to happen, Republicans? At some point, you'll be back in power, and you'll want to have the opportunity to have the same type of power to make certain decisions. And if you allow this to happen, you are going to hue and cry the fact that, oh, well, you know, we have such and such as governor. We can't have the opposition party overseeing us. You know, what kind of way is that to run? You know, the governor's got the power to do these kinds of things. And political discussions. It has to be dealt with because politics is within everything that seems to happen these days. We know as much as we are all together, we are one. And there is still politics being played. Let's not forget this is a presidential year.
Speaking of presidential, there's a report out this morning that Biden is concerned that President Trump may try to delay the November election because of the pandemic.
Really?
That's one of the reports out this morning.
Don't see that happening.
No, I don't either, but who knows?
Politics.